20 shots with 30 attempts at goal. So, like, I'm not overly disappointed. You can't be disappointed with the performance. It's just that's football. And they get a huge slice of luck with a goal. So, but we have to do better in the final third. I mean, Gary's missed an open goal. Just don't know how he's missed it. And there was so many other chances for us tonight. And we have to get up to speed, some of them, you know. But we played well. You know, first half it could have been 4 or 5. And, you know, we missed good chances in the second half as well. And there's a huge slice of luck for their goal. So that's cup football. I don't see it as a huge upset. It wasn't like we deserved to lose the game or anything like that. It was just, you know, bad luck on the night.
Big disappointment nonetheless, particularly after a really encouraging performance at the weekend, Neil.
Yeah, but I'm not going to let that... you have to analyse it in the cool light of day, and there was a lot of good things about our play tonight. I thought Mark Davis was outstanding, and you know, good debut from Rob Holden as well. And our play in general, the football was good, and we just missed that bit of composure from players who are better than that. And I'm talking about Zach, I'm talking about Gary. You know, the final ball at times wasn't there, final finish. So yeah, that has to obviously improve.
Clearly, you think you can only get better.
Yeah, I mean, look, we played a lot better than we did at the weekend, but it's the context of the game you're looking at and the opposition, obviously. So did we create chances? Yeah. Did we pass, dominate possession? Yeah. Should we have won the game? Yeah. Did we win it? No. So the most important thing in football is putting the ball in the net, and that's the one thing we feel to do tonight. And I can't put it in for them as much as I'd love to, and the crowd would as well. So they've got to improve on the finishing, you know, pretty quickly.
Can you bring us up to date with the Tim Ream situation? Has there been any further bids? Do you expect any further bids?
There's been a bid, original bid from QPR and a bid from Fulham.
Yeah. Where do we stand currently with that?
Well, he's not for sale, and or neither club have reached the valuation of the player.
Is there a magic number then, Neil? You've got something in your head that you would reluctantly...
That's a question you'd ask the board, you know, the owner or the chairman. No, it's not for me to make that decision.
Obviously, though, he's very much part of your plans for this season.
Well, he will be, yeah, when he's fit. You know, Prince pulled out a chain this morning, my groin. And then I look at Dorian and I think, and don't come off, because we've got 3 centre-halves injured already and I couldn't do another one out. And he's been excellent, Dorian, I have to say. He's playing really well. So, you know, hopefully we'll be back to full strength at the weekend. Obviously, Jay will be back in contention. Darren, obviously, will be out. But Prince, we're hoping, will be fit as well.
How important is it for Gary to get off that mark? That's 4 times at the woodwork, I think, now.
Well, I mean, as long as he's playing well and, you know, bringing what he brings to the team, then the goals will come. Then he should have scored, you know. There's no excuse for him missing that one tonight. And it's just, you know, he can't start letting it sort of linger. You know, he's just got to wait for the goal to come, and it will come.
You said at weekend that you'd be disappointed to go out of the tournament. How much of a disappointment is it to go out tonight?
Yeah, it is, yeah, because you'd be sitting watching the next round thinking it should be us, and watching other games and other teams in the competition. And, it's very disappointing. You know, a lot of other championship clubs have gone out tonight, but we, you know, fielded what I felt was the strongest team we could. You know, it was only Jay, Darren and Prince who were out, and one was suspended and 2 were injured, so, you know, we've gone as strong as we possibly could, and, you know, we deserved to win the game. So I've got to be philosophical about it. I can't be angry or, you know, ranting and raving at them, but, you know, hopefully they'll learn from this.